Between shot. Reset. How? Tour pros. Manage mental energy. Across 4 hours. A round of golf takes 4 hours. You are actually playing golf. Addressing the ball. Making a swing. For fewer than 5 minutes of that time. The other 3 hours and 55 minutes are walking, waiting, riding, and standing. What you do with those 3 hours and 55 minutes determines whether you finish the round with your mental edge intact or arrive at the 15th tee, running on fumes. The mental energy problem in golf. Sustained concentration is metabolically expensive and cognitively finite. Research by Hager and colleagues, 2010. In the Psychological Bulletin, reviewed over 200 studies on cognitive depletion and confirmed that executive cognitive functions, including focused attention, impulse control, and decision quality, degrade with sustained use. Golf, unlike most sports, requires sustained high-quality attention over an unusually long period without the natural reset mechanisms of physical exertion and recovery that other sports provide. The golfer who tries to maintain peak focus for 4 hours isn't performing better. They're depleting faster. By the back nine, their decision-making is compromised. Their focus is fractured, and their ability to execute their pre-shot routine with genuine quality is significantly reduced. They're going through the motions of focus without the substance. The solution is not to try harder. It is to manage attention as a resource, intentionally cycling between on and off states, rather than trying to maintain a continuous high. The on-off attention model. Tour caddies and sports psychologists who work with elite golfers describe a common architecture. The mental game operates in two modes, and the skill is knowing when to switch between them. On mode is the focused execution state. It begins when the player arrives in the shot zone, roughly 30, 40 yards from the ball on approach, or when stepping onto the green. It involves full attentional commitment to the pre-shot routine, decision-making, execution, and post-shot evaluation. It should last 60, 90 seconds per shot. Off mode is deliberate disengagement between shots, walking to the ball, waiting for others to play, riding in a cart. In off mode, the goal is not concentration, but recovery. Conversation, environmental observation, light physical movement. Anything that occupies the mind without drawing on the executive cognitive resources used during shot execution. Research by Moran, said 2004, in Sport and Exercise Psychology, describes this pattern in elite golfers as a form of attentional investment, spending cognitive energy only when it generates return, and withdrawing it between investments to preserve capacity. Between shot protocols used by tour players. The specific content of the off-mode period varies by player, but the common thread is intention. These are not accidental mental breaks. They are deliberate disengagement strategies. Social connection. Walking between shots, many tour players engage in genuine conversation about life, not golf. This is functionally restorative. Positive social interaction activates different neural circuits than competitive focus and actively counteracts the depletion effects of sustained concentration. Environmental anchoring. Some players use the walk to engage genuinely with their physical surroundings, the quality of the day, the landscape, the feel of the grass underfoot. This is not a distraction from the game. It is a deliberate attentional shift that provides cognitive recovery. Physical reset. Slow, deliberate walking pace. Attention to posture and breathing. A brief shoulder or neck roll between shots. These physical signals communicate to the nervous system that the high-demand moment has passed, reducing residual tension that accumulates hole by hole. The key principle across all these approaches, the between-shot period is not a waiting room. It is active recovery. The transition, moving from off to on. The transition from off-mode to on-mode is where pre-shot routines earn their keep. A well-designed pre-shot routine is not just a motion sequence. It is an attentional on-ramp. It gradually focuses the mind from diffuse recovery mode to sharp execution mode. The transition typically begins with a physical trigger. Pulling the club, approaching the shot area, taking a practice swing with intention. This physical action signals the brain to shift modes. Research by Cotterill, Sanders, and Collins, 2010, found that the most effective pre-performance routines contain a consistent physical to mental transition element, a tactile or kinesthetic anchor that reliably initiates the focus state. This transition should feel like switching on, not like slowly winding up. If you arrive at the shot still carrying the energy of the previous conversation or the previous hole's frustration, the transition isn't working. The between-shot recovery was insufficient, managing the back nine specifically. Cognitive research on depletion suggests that the most significant performance decrements occur after 90 to 120 minutes of sustained high-demand performance. In golf, this corresponds roughly to holes 8 to 12 for morning rounds, right when many amateur golfers notice their decision-making deteriorating and their scores ballooning. Proactive strategies for protecting back nine mental performance. Hydrate and fuel consistently. Cognitive performance is directly affected by blood glucose levels. A controlled intake of food and water throughout the round, not just at the turn, supports sustained cognitive function. Take a deliberate 2-minute mental reset at hole 10. Stop. Breathe. Recalibrate. Let the first nine go entirely. Whatever you shot, it is done. This deliberate punctuation mark resets your attentional budget for the back nine. Simplify your process cue. On late round holes under fatigue, the complexity of your mental routine should decrease, not increase. One clear target, one simple swing thought. Fatigue makes complex instructions fail. Simple cues hold. Bottom line, you cannot focus for 4 hours. You can focus for 90 seconds per shot, recover between shots, and arrive at each new shot mentally fresh. Build deliberate between-shot recovery into your game. Intentional off-mode, consistent on-mode transitions, and specific back-nine reset protocols. Manage your attention like a resource, and you'll find the same mental sharpness on 17 that you had on 1. Citations: Hager, M.S., Wood, C., Stiff, C., and Chatzisarantis, N., L., D., 2010. Ego Depletion and the Strength Model of Self-Control. A Meta-Analysis. Psychological Bulletin, 136.4, 4NTLC-525. Moran, A., P., 2004. Sport and Exercise. Psychology. A Critical Introduction. Rutledge. Cotterill, S.T. Sanders, R., and Collins, D., 2010. Developing effective pre-performance routines in golf. Why don't we ask the golfer? Journal of Applied Sports Psychology, 22.1, 51-64.